Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Maitreya Medical Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pranav Thakkar, Whole-time Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
So, good morning, friends. And I'm very much thankful for all your support and the belongingness to the Maitreya Group. And it was a remarkable journey since last one year we did the IPO. And we have expanded our portfolio by adding two new hospitals in operations and management ambit. That is, one is Prannath Hospital in Surat and Vinish Healthcare, that is the Smith Hospital at Nandurbar, Maharashtra. So we are expanding our footprints in Gujarat and Maharashtra strategically to have that advantage in terms of the bed capacity as well as contributing in the top line as well as the bottom line, both. So strategically, we are on one front going ahead with the expansions, and we are also doing some investments in the doctor equipment, technology, administration, and staff to run these ventures. Additionally, we have installed cath lab at KLS Memorial Hospital, and soon it will be functional in coming days' time, 10-15 days. Prannath Hospital, we have already installed cath lab, and there we have started doing cardiology work. And we are eyeing on the cardiothoracic department to be functional soon at Prannath Hospital also. We are trying to launch the renal transplant program at Prannath Hospital and the radiotherapy and the comprehensive cancer care unit at Prannath Hospital because it has got a very good potential for these services to be consumed in the community. So we are taking this opportunity forward and trying to put up the specialty and technology both at Prannath Hospital right now. We are operating at 55% bed capacity right now because our total bed capacity has increased to 500 + plus, but still all beds are not operationally started. So we have started 55% operational beds, but with the strategic initiatives, we aim to achieve 100% operational beds by next year. Also, we are extremely delighted to announce that the company was awarded the prestigious Certificate of Accreditation by NABH for digital health accreditation standards recently launched, and we are one of the initial movers or the first movers amongst India in the whole country. So we got awarded for the silver category accreditation for these digital standards. So this was brief about the journey, and I wish and I hope that we are coping up with the expectation of community as well as our investor fraternity. And if you see the presentation, there are a few briefs and the highlights are there. Revenue, we are pretty much on the target, and year-on-year, though it is less than -1%, but I think we'll be able to cope up with our own targets. PAT, of course, as comparison to the last quarter which we submitted, which was in loss, right now we have recovered in a positive manner, and though it is less by 35% year-on-year comparison, but as we are aware that we have invested strategically in our professional competencies in terms of staff, doctors, that is why we are seeing a little bit deep in the profit margin. But at the same time, we are hopeful that doing these expansions and having these soft skills with us, soft and professional skills with us, we should be able to recover the PAT margins also. And EBITDA, of course, we'll have that impact. ARPOB is pretty well sustained. That is 27,528, and we are aiming to, you know, improve that also. So as I told you, we have now capacity of 555 beds. We have all the specialties and super specialties except radiotherapy and transplant, which we are planning to put up in coming year. So that is one good advantage to us for the Sarnath Hospital, wherein we will be able to, you know, complete our all the specialties across group. This is the brief what we have started in 2019, and now we have reached in 2024, where we have multiple units and with bed capacity of 500+. Our specialty and super specialty services are covering all the specialties and super specialties, but the center of excellences would be, of course, cardiology, cardiac surgery, then the critical care medicine, joint replacement, neurosurgery, and the spine surgery. These are our center of excellences, wherein we are getting our most of the chunk from the revenue. As far as the management is concerned, myself, Dr. Pranav Thakkar, but we have our chairman and managing director, Dr. Narendra Sanghva. He himself is an eminent cardiologist, and he is a very seasoned and expert cardiologist, particularly known for the complex procedures. So wherein patient is having, you know, life-threatening complications as far as the cardiology is concerned, he is the one who tries to bail out every time, and most of the time he is very much successful. And he has his, you know, very rich clinical experience in the cardiology in the towns of Nagpur as well as Udaipur and the Baroda. And now, sir has started this unit since October 2019. Mr. Vimal Patel, he is also a whole-time director, and he has done his BSc in chemistry with MBA in marketing and finance. So he brings in a lot of, you know, experience in terms of expansion, business development, as well as routine administrative work across the group. And he has vast experience at Surat only, but he has that expert niche of Surat and South Gujarat business development market. So he is an asset to the company. I am an ENT surgeon, basically, and then into the administration since last 20-odd years. I have done PhD also in public administration, and I have done postgraduate certification in business development from IIM Kolkata too. And I have been to various hospitals in the capacity of hospital, starting from the hospital administrator to the unit head. And right now, I'm proudly associated with the Maitree Medicare Limited as the capacity of full-time director. We have our portfolio at Maitree Medicare Limited, that is our holding company and the main flagship hospital. Then the K.P. Sanghvi Hospital, that is the Maitree Life Sciences Private Limited, it's a subsidiary of Maitree Medicare Limited, and we are managing cardiology department in the K.P. Sanghvi Hospital. We have acquired a majority stake in Tulip Agility Private Limited, previously known as Tulip HealthCheck, which is again a subsidiary because we have 52% stake in that. And there, the capacity is 50 beds, but we are promoting elderly and geriatric care, rehabilitative care, palliative care, end-of-life care, kind of an innovative concept. And it's a dedicated comprehensive health check center with advanced diagnostics. So in the Tulip, we are trying to promote the innovative or the allied health concepts, which will be need of the future as our, you know, population's average age is increasing. So this thing would be very helpful. And in the Tulip also, in the coming year time, we are eyeing an expansion in the other cities as well. Our Maitree Hospital Private Limited, again, it's a subsidiary of Maitree Medicare Limited, and the unit is coming up in the Valsad. It's a long-awaiting unit, and probably in this year 25, I think we should be able to operationalize it into some, you know, operational pitches. At landlord level, we could not initiate in time, but now those hitches and glitches are cleared out, and we are hopeful to start it soon. KLX Memorial Hospital, we are, operations and management partners there. Now, the KLX Memorial Hospital, we have taken over 4 months back, and we have enhanced the occupancy there. We have enhanced the revenues there, and now we have put up the cath lab also. So once the cath lab is operationalized, cardiac department would be operationalized. Its top line, bottom line will be incremental to our revenues too. As I told you earlier, Pranath is our ambitious project, and it's basically a trust hospital wherein we have done a clinical service agreement with them, and we are pretty well on target. It's only 2 months old baby with us now, and we have put up the intervention cardiology department, and we are going to start cardiac surgery department soon. Renal transplant, we are applying, and probably our plans are in the process for the radiotherapy and the comprehensive cancer care unit approvals at corporation level. So once these are through, these are the things which are through, then I think in a year or so, we will be able to have a full-fledged hospital of 100 beds with the capacity expansion of more 50 beds at Pranath only. Vinish Healthcare was our strategic move, and wherein also we have done the clinical services agreement with them. And it's a Smith Hospital, which is 85-bed multi-speciality unit. There also we have cath lab, we have CT scan, and all the other staffs. We have 12-bedded multi-speciality ICU also. And Smith is strategic footprint because from Nandurbar we get a lot of patients at Maitre. So once we have put about footprint in the Nandurbar area, then I think we will be able to cater more strategically beyond Nandurbar even for the adjacent areas. So these are our strategic expansions right now going on, and that is how our management capacity for the bed management has increased. This is the bifurcation of bed strength. So the main growth drivers right now are the Surat, Mumbai, Nandurbar, and Valsad will be coming up. And what we are trying to, achieve during this day, one is the, of course, capacity expansion, but at the same time, only capacity expansion will not work. So we need to have the optimum utilization of this capacity as well. As I told you that we have only 55% beds are operational right now. We want to make it 100% operational by 25. So for that, we are trying to, eyeing on the business development strategies first, because if your business will be expanded, of course, your top line will be increased. But at the same time, we need to improve the bottom line also. So there we are trying to leverage economies of scale and operational efficiencies both. So material as well as manpower. On both fronts, we'll be working to achieve that efficiency. This time, we are taking initiatives for the, brand visibility also, because we have, expanded enough footprint to showcase our presence in multiple locations, as well as to showcase our presence in the multiple specialties as well. And we'll try to build a trusted healthcare provider across the region. And that is how we want to expand in the future. As I told you that we have partnered with the KLX Memorial Hospital, and the journey is quite fruitful as of now. We have expanded in terms of specialty reach. We have expanded in terms of the doctor's reach, and we have expanded in terms of the technology. As we all know that Maitre is coming at Valsad, and we are also very enthusiastic and very, optimistic about our Valsad unit, because it would be a state-of-art unit, and wherein we will be incorporating all the multi-super speciality approach there, and it will be a major revenue driver for us when it will come up. Tulip Health Check, I told you that now it is converted into Tulip Agility Private Limited, and we are incorporating new approaches in the Tulip. Actually, we are eyeing to have the expansion in the Tulip in coming year time, and you will see the footprints going on, particularly in the specialty of elderly care, which would be the need of an hour as our average age is increasing. Center of Excellence is, as I told you, cardiology, neurology, neurosurgery, including spine surgery and the critical medicine, critical care medicine. So we are thriving on this, and we are trying to upgrade the technologies in every specialties wherever and whichever is needed to achieve those benchmark standards in the respective specialties. Industry drivers and the opportunities, I think you people must be knowing much better than me why healthcare has always been a demanding portfolio in the investment kitty. And now more and more healthcare institutes are coming up for the, catering the need of the community. So there is a huge gap right now, and we are trying to take the advantage in a way that, whatever existing good infrastructure is there, we try to collaborate with them so that it would be an optimum asset utilization, and we can utilize our, strategies and the strength to develop that existing infrastructure. So it will be win-win situation for both the ones. The existing infrastructure will get the boost, and we will get the infrastructure at practically a very low cost. The financial performance you must have evaluated, and what we have discussed right now, that in first half of 25, I think we are pretty very much on the track. Though PAT and EBITDA's margins have, in terms of percentage, has gone down, but in comparison to the previous quarter, wherein the PAT was negative due to investment in the professional skills, which we are trying to cope up with the coming half year time, so that it will give us the long term advantage as well. So this was in brief about the Maitri Medicare Limited journey this 6 months of time, and I wish and hope that your support will be continued, and we are getting very good valuable inputs from the investors also. So we try to incorporate their viewpoints whenever and wherever it is fitting in the growth journey of the organization. Thanks for the patience hearing and the time. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Akshay Shah from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I want to ask, what's our doctor's team strength overall and solely at Maitri Surat? And why is there so much delay in Valsad opening? And when will we expect it to open?
Sir, first thing is, in Surat Maitri, we have a team of more than 56 people in the Maitri Surat itself, as far as the doctor's team is concerned. They are associated with us in terms of in the capacity of full-time as well as part-time. I'm not considering visiting ones, because visiting doctors are more than 200 doctors in the units with all the specialties. So that is first thing. Second thing, Valsad, as I told, there were operational glitches, and there were some, complications at the end of the, landowner and the developer, builder. So now those glitches had been cleared in last April, and now the builder is trying to cope up with the building completion. So as soon as this building completion will be done, we will be able to fit in our stuff and we'll be able to start. But the expected time will be sometimes in the March itself. So say March to June itself. So we'll be able to start off in the 25, I think quarter one.
Okay. Yes. Sir, you install new cath labs in your hospitals. So how are we expanding in terms of technology across all our hospitals?
Sir, wherever we need the, you know, we fill the gap in terms of technology, we try to incorporate. As I told you, Pranath is 100-bedded multi-speciality unit. And basically, it's in the completely distant geography. If somebody is aware about the Surat geography, it is in Vade Road, Katargam area, which is geographically very different area for us to pitch it. And there we have put up the cath lab because they have state-of-art ICU. Academic programs are going on there. And cath lab was the missing link there. Cath lab, and there we have space to put up the even oncology unit also. So we are trying to put up these three things, cardiology and cardiac surgery, which we have already installed there. Then radiotherapy, we are in the process of getting approval as far as the plans are concerned. And the third thing is renal transplant file, which we have prepared. And in coming days time, we'll try to submit to the government for the approval. So Pranath is our little ambitious project. And as it's a trust hospital, we will get that opportunity to serve the community at a very affordable cost even.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Participants who wish to ask a question to the management may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Pawan Kumar from RC Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you please segment the revenues for hospital management versus the pure hospital revenues, that is Surat, and which is totally owned by us?
Sir, I am not yet, sorry.
No, I understand we are managing some hospitals. And we own self-owned hospitals also. So I wanted the revenue split to see how much we are getting from hospital management and how much we are getting from our own hospital, and also the revenue growth prospects of both of the streams.
I don't have splits right now, but as far as I remember the things, the Maitre Hospital Surat is the major revenue driver right now.
Right.
And out of this revenues, I think 95% revenues come from the Surat Maitre. Now we have revenues in tune of from the Maitre Life Science Private Limited right now and from the Tulip as far as the consolidation is concerned. And Pranath, we have just started getting the revenues. Mumbai has started giving us the revenue, but it's in very small chunk. So I, after the cath lab installation, that will be the substantiate amount. So, but again, if you wish to have these splits in the revenue, I think standalone as well as console, both financials are available online, which probably you can go through for the figures.
Okay. And what are the kind of revenue targets for FY25 and 26, if you have any?
Sir, FY25, we were eyeing anything in the range of 48 to 50 CR. And mm-hmm. In 26, we were eyeing up to 60 CR.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Even now, the targets remain the same?
I think so. The targets would be met out. As far as the journey is concerned, we are pretty satisfied that we will be able to meet the targets, whatever we have decided.
Okay. And is there any growth that we see from the core hospital itself, since the Valsad one is delayed? And The rest of them on the hospital management side, I understand it is 5% of your revenue right now. But what is the rate that that particular piece can grow?
No, but that will grow a little fast because these are in the initial phases because KLS Mumbai is our oldest one that is 4 months old. Ramnath Hospital is just a 2 months old baby. Tulip is pretty old, not much, but there, we are implementing innovative concepts. So there we are not focusing right now on the revenue targets because we want to mature that concept right now. And I think by this, again, more 6 months, we'll be able to mature that concept with the expansion, and then probably we will be eyeing on the revenues. So in H2, I think Pranath will fetch revenues, then Mumbai will fetch revenues, and Tulip will also start performing with the other centers. Then we will fetch revenue from the Tulip as well. And Mitra Life Sciences Private Limited is already giving us good revenues, so that is not a problem. And again, Smith Hospital, it's 2 months old baby right now. Second month is running now. So we are eyeing in the next quarter to turn around the Smith also, and that will also start fetching revenues. So that is why we are hopeful that 25-26 would be our game changer year, and probably we will be through with the Valsad unit also by that time. And then probably we can take it up to next level in the 25-26.
And on profitability side, do we expect to move ahead from here? How does that work?
Sir, we have enough professional skills now in terms of doctors association. So right now we are not eyeing any expansion in the clinical skills as far as the doctors are concerned, because we have a pretty good team of doctors to take care of these units. If any unit will have some extremely exceptional something will come up, then probably we may think like adrenal transplant, then the oncology we are expanding in the Pranath. So there probably we can think of other doctors. But otherwise, we have a pretty good team of doctors right now to cater over all the units.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Darshan from Magnum Opus. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the guidance and numbers. Just want to understand from a trend perspective in the healthcare segment. We are seeing a lot of interest coming up in the metro sectors of the surrounding areas such as Ahmedabad and GIFT City. What is our plan to capitalize on this growth?
Sir, the capitalizing on this growth trajectory in the healthcare, we have plans to expand, and on that line only we are expanding right now. So in the next trajectory, we have an opportunity at Vadodara, probably. So we will be expanding in that region if that opportunity comes through. That is first part. And Mumbai is a big market, and as we are experiencing in last 4 months, so we want to mature ourselves in the metro city first, and this opportunity will give us to achieve that. And once we'll achieve that, then probably we would be able to look for the opportunities in some other more opportunistic cities. And most of the time what happens is the metro cities are probably saturated in terms of healthcare infrastructure and as well as the healthcare delivery systems. So we are eyeing to, catch the upcoming area with the, healthcare services, which will be having the great opportunity in the, tier two cities, basically. Tier one and metro cities are now pretty well saturated with the, big corporates, and we try to expand our footprint in the, our own catchments and the tier two cities, wherein the doctors are also coming in now. So we'll get the clinical specialists available for the catering the services, as well as in this city, we'll get a good opportunity to put up the low-cost models in terms of the effects, would be a little bit easy to manage. So that it would be a good balance sheet performance in terms of asset-light models.
Okay. So just to understand, right now, we own the main flagship hospital in Surat. The Vadodara one, the Valsad one is also something that we own. And we right now have an operations contract with the, I think, two or three hospitals right now.
Yeah.
In Surat and Mumbai.
Right now. We have at Mumbai, we have at Nandurbar.
And one at Surat as well.
Surat.
So going forward, what is
clinical service segment? So, yes.
Okay. Going forward, so what is the expected split in terms of our growth, in terms of growth proposition? Are we going to grow in an asset-light model, or we will move with setting up hospitals?
No, no. Not necessarily that every time we may do the operations and management model, because, these models are financially little easy to manage as far as our balance sheet right now is concerned. But we are definitely thriving on both the models. Like, we have flagship unit in the strategic catchment area, and the hub and spoke model can be created that we may have our own unit, and then probably to support those units, we have that operations and management agreements with the catchment hospitals. So this kind of hub and spoke model would work in coming time, because, the existing infrastructure utilization would done efficiently, so that we will not incur infrastructure cost, as well as these structures would be able to support our flagship models.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, please. Thank you.
Sir, in terms of adding new assets and new beds, what is going to be the progress on that side? So you said that you want to increase the utilization also, but even before, I mean, will you be adding more beds? Will we be seeing more announcements? Will we move towards the-
Sir, more announcements may come if the, right opportunity comes up, first thing. Second thing is, we are operating on 55% operational beds right now. So practically, we want to enhance our internal operational bed capacity from 55 to 100, at least, so that, those 250 beds will be available for utilization. And whenever there will be a good opportunity, you will be able to expect that we may grab that opportunity, if that opportunity is going to, give contribution in the growth trajectory. So these are the two things. So we will try to enhance the bed capacity internally first, because we've already captured those beds, so we want to utilize those beds now. And that is first strategy now. And the second strategy in the utilization strategy of this bed, if something comes up very good, then probably we can take it up.
So when you say 55% utilization, you're talking about the 250-bed number as the denominator?
Yes, sir. No, we have right now 555 number of beds available to us.
Right.
But we are in utilization of only 250 beds right now. Because our occupancies are not that much in all the units.
Okay.
So what we are trying to do is, we want to do the optimum utilization of these beds, so that we can achieve our denominator as a 555 beds, rather than 250 beds right now.
Understood, sir.
So,
sir,
yes.
If I look at this base of 555 beds, what kind of OPD patient volume can these properties handle? And what kind of revenues can we generate from the OPD side?
Sir, in terms of OPD, as far as Mytrah, Surat can handle 100 OPDs a day. Prannath Hospital can handle 250 numbers of OPD a day. Then our Tulip can handle 60-70 OPDs a day. KP Sangli, since it's only cardiology unit, we can handle 20-25 OPDs per day. And when Valsad will come up, Valsad can also handle the OPDs of 200 plus in a day. This is the as far as the OPD utilization is concerned. And typically, your OPD generation would be in the range of 1,500-2,000 rupees.
1,500 to 2,000 rupees. And sir, as of now, what is the OPD volume that you are handling? You gave the capacity numbers, but what is the?
No, it's not as it is numbers. Right now, we are operating at 50% capacity of our OPD utilization.
OPD also 50%.
OPD also 50% utilization. That's what I was telling. No, we want to
Understood.
Increase our now internal efficiency. That is
Understood.
First and foremost things. Because we have acquired beds, but merely number of beds will not suffice.
Understood, sir.
Utilization is also very important, doctor.
Sir, one final question. If I look at any of the hospital chains which are in the listed space, when they release their numbers, since Corona, the average realization per occupied bed has been going up by some 12%-15% compounded. So is that a number that you are also seeing in your assets? And how do you see this will continue?
As far as Surat is concerned, we may eye for 5%-8% because therein we have a bigger impact of PMJY schemes also. So government-backed schemes are having the good amount of contribution in your revenue. But of course, Mumbai and cities like Mumbai, you can expect that 15% growth in the bed revenues.
Understood, sir. Understood.
Yeah.
Sir, thank you very much, sir. Looks like a very promising company and opportunity, sir. I hope the execution is as per your expectations. And
Thanks, sir. We'll try to cope up with the expectations as well.
Yes, sir. The opportunity is humongous, sir. And your model is also very interesting, sir. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pawan Kumar from RC Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you pardon my ignorance, but can you please outline out of the 555 bed capacity that we have, how much of the capacity is directly owned by us, like our Surat Hospital, and also the And also, is Valsad capacity, which was supposed to come in, also is that included in 555?
Yes, sir. Surat, in the Surat, Vishnu unit and the Tulip Health. These are the two units which are directly under ambit of lease model. So they are owned by us. Valsad will also be owned by us. So when it will come up, it will add 120 beds. And we have included those 120 beds in this 555-bed bifurcation. So these are the units where we have direct beds under us. And the rest of the three units, like KLS Memorial Hospital, Mumbai, Smith Hospital, Nandurbar, and the Prannath Hospital, Ved Road, Surat. These are the three wherein we have clinical service and operations and management agreements.
Okay. And on the clinical services and operation management, do we get the upside in terms of revenue growth if the hospital experiences that, or we don't get anything of that sort?
Yes. In clinical service agreement, we'll get the upside also because in Prannath, we'll get 70% of the revenue to us.
because we are managing all doctors and everything. So there we will be able to see hefty, you know, enhancements in the top line. But in the operations and management or the revenue share models, we will see the enhancements in the bottom line because we are taking incremental revenue shares from the hospital. So therein, we do not have to incur any expenditures because expenditures will be on the onus of the hospital. We will only take the revenue share for which we are working. So it will be added in the bottom lines.
Okay. So my understanding would be out of the total capacity of 555 that you are putting out, around 250 would be the hospitals which are outside, I mean, not directly owned by us.
Yeah, 60%, 250 plus 500 hospital admit, and based on 250 beds would be what is management model.
Okay. So, is the Pranath Hospital revenue already reflected in the P&L or in the consolidated numbers? And, so these 250beds, whatever we are managing?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. So when will they start reflecting?
This half year.
Yes, sir. When will they start reflecting this 250 beds revenue?
It has already started coming in since last month. So now it will be reflected in this consolidated.
Okay. And what is the, what do you think can be the potential number from these 250 beds? I mean, maybe on the upper band basis, like full capacity?
Pranath would be the major revenue driver. And there is in the range of 40-45 lakh per month. So once this cardiology will be, you know, doing full-fledged and other specialties would be added, the potential is to reach up to 2 crores. So, and reaching these 2 crores will take at least 2 months, 2 years' time per month. So वो हमारा big revenue driver हो जाएगा with along with the Valsad, because once Valsad will come up, it is having the revenue potential to begin with at least 1.25 crore, and it can also reach up to 2.5-3 crores per month. So ये एक साल में हमारे दो major revenue drivers होंगे. That is one thing. Second thing, as far as the you know, bottom line is concerned, the Nandurbar has already started performing. Mumbai has also started performing. So this will also fetch us not less than 15 lakh per month, I think. So that would be the initiation at the level of operations and management level.
That's what you said.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Kaan, sir, your voice was cracked.
I'm just asking, next year our revenue target is around 60 crores, right, sir? Isn't that very conservative?
We are eyeing. Huh, sir?
Isn't it very conservative target, sir, since we have already done around? Okay.
Conservative. Because, you know, because of the little uncertainty with the Valsad unit functionality, that is the only thing. If Valsad is coming up by March 25, then I think our revenue targets will be increased by 10 crores more.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question. It's from the line of Akshay Shah from KRIIS PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, how are we looking at all these new acquisitions and partnerships which we have done in terms of break-even period and profits?
Sir, I have told you, no, these units are, ship units are already on the, you know, break-even point, cash break-even point, and wherein we do not have any obligations as far as this management agreements are concerned. We do not have that financial obligation. So all the units would be breaking even for us. The only growth driver would be that we want to enhance their revenues also to get our revenues. And this growth strategies we are trying to impart in these units. So KLS is already performing now. Prannath, we have installed technology, so it will start performing. In Smith, we have done market surveys and everything, so our groundwork is ready, so it will be, you know, started performing. Tulip is also on the right track now. So whatever the units which we have acquired, and we have done bit hard work on those units, and I think they are breaking even right now. So we just have to think for the whatever the optimum growth opportunities available for that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
So thank you. Thank you all for supporting us relentlessly in this wonderful 1 year, and I wish that coming years also we will get your support to enhance our growth journey. And I wish that, you know, we would be up to the expectations of our all stakeholders, investors. And of course, we are into the healthcare services, so we will be thriving on imparting good quality healthcare services and achieve more and more in terms of technology and innovations in the healthcare delivery system. Thank you. Thanks for the, you know, opportunity for patients listening. Thank you.
On behalf of Maitreya Medicare Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.